The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 6, text number 19. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on September 20th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6. Text number 19. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Om namo bhagavate
Yatha dipo nivatasto Nengate sopamasmrita Yogino yatta cittasya Yunjato yogamatmanaha Yatha dipo nivatasto Nengate sopamasmrita Yogino yatta cittasya Yunjato yogamatmanaha Translation and purport by the Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. As a lamp in a windless place does not waver, so the transcendentalist whose mind is controlled remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self. Purport. A truly Krishna-conscious person, always absorbed in transcendence, in constant undisturbed meditation on his worshipable Lord, is as steady as a lamp in a windless place.
Както плъгът на една лампа, поставена на завет не трепва, така трансценденталистът, чийто ум е контролиран, остава винаги устойчив в медитацията си върху трансценденталното себе. Пояснение. Една наистина Кришна съзната личност, винаги потопена в трансценденталността, в постоянна несмущавана медитация върху своя обожаван Господ, е спокойна като пламъка на лампа, която е постоянна на завет.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Tam sajiva sadaitam zavadutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha
So, let's be honest.
Right now our minds are not like that. We have dancing minds. Dancing here, dancing there, dancing everywhere. So, how to be then, bring that dancing mind to being like this? That is the process of sadhana bhakti. The first point in, or the first step in bringing the mind under control is to realize the absolute seriousness of doing this. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tajam jante kalevaram tam tam evaiti konteya sadata bhavabhavitaha. Whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail, O son of Kunti. So you may say, well, I understand that, but you know, I'm not dying anytime soon, so I really don't have to take it that urgently. I mean, you know, when I get near the end, then I'll certainly get serious about it. But right now, I mean, I'm young, I got so many plans to enjoy this world. Why, you know, take it so seriously right now, you know? But I ask you all here tonight this question. If you were informed that in 1 hour you're going to die, in 1 hour every person in this room is going to die, and you have between 7, it's now 7 p.m., at 8 p.m. you're leaving your body in 1 hour from now. How serious will you be? You have 1 hour to get ready. I mean, that's a special blessing. Sometimes it comes, you don't even know it. You know, somebody's in a traffic accident, co-wham, they didn't know. But if you give him 1 hour's notice, then in 1 hour I'm leaving my body. And what will you do? What will you do with this last hour? You think, well, let me get a little sense gratification in. For the last hour? No. A devotee would not do it. A non-devotee would think, well, let me enjoy my senses. A devotee thinks, no, I have to bring my mind completely under control. They become purely fixed in Krishna consciousness. No, you see. So is there any reason that you know for sure you'll even live for an hour from now? Can anybody in this room guarantee to me that they will live until 8 p.m. tonight? Or even until 7:30 p.m. Can anybody in this room guarantee that you will live until 7:30 p.m. tonight? Or even 7:15? Even for the, can anybody in this room guarantee to me they will live for another 60 seconds? You understand this, Kripasiddha? How important it is to become focused. Because you may die within 60 seconds. Is your mind fixed in Krishna consciousness? As described in this verse, as a lamp in a windless place does not waver, So the transcendentalist whose mind is controlled remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self. So that is step one. To realize the absolute importance of bringing the mind under control. Because if you don't realize the seriousness of it, how will you muster sufficient determination to actually do it? And once you pass step number one, okay, I'm convinced I have to do it. There's nothing more in my whole life than to do this, to fix my mind in Krishna consciousness. Nothing more important. Then, step number two is how do you do it? How do you fix your mind in Krishna consciousness? How do you make it completely still? Well, the first thing is you have to pay attention. It's like Kripa Siddha, he was playing with the flower petals, you see. His mind, instead of being fully absorbed in the hearing, he was going to the flower petals. So the first thing is you have to give your undivided attention to the words of the Vedic, to the Hare Krishna mantra and to the Vedic teachings. You have to give full attention. Not that I'm sitting in the class and I'm doing something else. One pointed attention. And then once you actually tune your mind in to the Shabda Brahma, the Krishna Katha, then you have to see, once you're connected, now you have to improve your connection. Because the reality is, even though we're connected with Krishna consciousness, we have a weak connection. There's not enough juice flowing through the wires. It's a weak connection. Just like on the radio, you tune in to hear a radio broadcast. And you don't quite tune in exactly on the station. It's a little bit off. You can pick up the broadcast. But you're getting a lot of static along with it. So what happens when you get static? It's not ecstatic, is
it?
If you want it to be ecstatic, you have to get rid of the static by being very precisely tuned in. In other words, lay aside all your other thoughts. When you're chanting your japa, when you're hearing in class, put everything else aside. It doesn't matter for now. Everything else is put aside. Put it on the shelf. And just completely absorb your consciousness in the transcendental sound vibration. Tune yourself in as precisely as possible and then go deep, deep, deep into the subject matter with intense meditation. And when you do it, as I've explained it, you will feel transcendental bliss. You will feel how you're being elevated beyond the modes of material nature. You will taste a flavor which is very, very sublime. That is called rasa. Or ruchi. And that flavor will encourage you to get even more deeply absorbed. In other words, you have to put a little faith in the beginning. You're not sure if this is really going to work or not. But you deeply absorb yourself in the Shabda Brahma. Because you were advised that if you do so, you will get great benefit by doing it. Just like you might be skeptical. Well, I don't know, maybe I can get more pleasure out of eating popcorn during the class. You know? And by hearing the class, you see. I'll sit in the class, but I'll eat popcorn in the class. Now way I'll be able to tolerate the class until it's over. But the fact is this. If you will say, okay, I can eat popcorn after the class. The popcorn will still be there. It's all right to eat the popcorn. It's prasadam, I hope. But during the class, I should understand the greatest popcorn is Shabda Brahma. This is the ultimate popcorn, you see. Because this Shabda Brahma, I may have a very nice bag of prasadam popcorn, you see. And I can enjoy eating it. But after all, my belly gets filled up with popcorn, see. And then there's I can't enjoy it anymore. But this popcorn of Shabda Brahma popcorn, I can eat it and eat it and eat it and keep eating more and more and more. I can eat tons of it and never get filled up. I can eat tons of it and never get filled up. So, give Krishna Katha a chance. That's all we're really saying. All we are saying is give Krishna Katha a chance. Tune yourself into Krishna consciousness. Hear the message. Dive deeply into transcendental meditation. And then see what is the result. See if you don't find that you're flying high in the spiritual sky. I can never forget when I first discovered the Hare Krishna mantra. This was back in Denver, Colorado in 1968. I had not met the devotees, nor had I gotten any of Prabhupada's books. But a dear friend of mine named Patrick Dolan came to my apartment one evening and introduced me to the Hare Krishna mantra. And I went downtown to a gift store. I got a post. See that poster on the wall over there, Radha Govinda. I found that exact. It wasn't by BBT. It was one of those Brijabasi prints. The Brijabasi company had it also. So I got that print of Radha Govinda that you see on the wall over there. I made an altar in my apartment. I had not met ISKCON yet. But I had Radha Govinda and I had the Hare Krishna mantra. So I would chant Hare Krishna. I would come home from working my job and walk. I would come home after a hard day's work. And I would light a candle and some incense, and I would turn off the lights, and I would sit there and look at Radha Govinda and chant Hare Krishna. And I would feel I was taking off like on a magic carpet into other higher dimensions of consciousness. It was really sweet. It was really ecstatic. So, the fact is, this Shabda Brahma is not ordinary sound vibration. As confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur. Golokera Prema Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. This Hari Krishna Mansha, it is coming from Golok
Vrindavan.
It's like you're drowning in the ocean and someone throws you a lifesaver on the rope and you grab and they pull you under the ship, you see. So this Hare Krishna mantra, it is lifesaver from Golok. It is not like any sound vibration of this world. You know, Mary had a little lamb, a little lamb, a little lamb. Or, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. It wasn't like any sound vibration or I want to hold your hand, I want to hold your hand. It wasn't like any mundane sound vibration. This is a special mercy from Goloka Vrindavan. If you will grab a hold of this mantra, you see, take it into your heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And this Hare Krishna mantra, it will pull you out of the ocean of birth and death. It will take you on the most amazing, fantastic airplane ride of your entire life. It will take you through the coverings of this material universe, the sevenfold coverings, earth, water, fire, air, ether, total material energy, let's see, and the subtle ones, let's see, it's not mind, intelligence, and false ego. There's the Mahatattva, there's the total material energy, and the false ego. And I forget the subtle ones, but anyway, it'll take you through these subtle, all these coverings of the universe. It'll take you across the Virajar River, and you'll find yourself in the pastimes of Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. Just imagine if somebody gave you a Goloka Vrindavan button, or let's say a key, a Goloka Vrindavan key, and all you got to do is turn the key and phew, you're in Goloka Vrindavan. Prabhupada has done it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We would instantly find ourselves in Krishna's pastimes. But you know what? You know why we don't? We got too many material attachments. My wife, my house, my kids, my money, my reputation, my iPhone, my iPhone. In this way, we're so rooted in this material existence. But even though we're chanting, the mantra is trying to pull us, but we're trying to pull the opposite direction. Well, I'm not quite ready yet, you know. I still want to eat my popcorn. So in this way, we have to understand what is the technique or the method of how to fully absorb ourselves in transcendental Krishna consciousness. So that we can actually become liberated souls. We are not meant to remain as conditioned souls.
от нас не се очаква да останем обословени.
We're meant to become liberated soul.
Ние трябва да станем освободени души.
Mavai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manashashtani indriyani prakriti stani karishati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. That should be 15. Try 15.7. See, is it 15.7? Yeah.
Живите същества в този обусловен свят са мои вечни откъснати частици. Поради обусловения живот те водят много упорита борба. Съществува едно, от които умът.
So instead of absorbing our mind in Krishna consciousness, we're struggling with our minds. We're having a, we're like battling it out. Does it make any sense to fight with your own mind? No, simply engage, you should conquer the mind by engaging it in Krishna's service. Beginning with hearing. Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So in this way, by engaging the mind in hearing, Kripa Siddha, you got my point? Are you, your mind going somewhere else right now? Are you absorbing hearing? You're thinking about those other children back then. What is it? Thinking about the other children, or are you thinking, are you hearing what I'm saying? Tell me which one it is. Are you absorbed in hearing, or is your mind going somewhere else? Your mind went somewhere else, didn't it? I'm training you how to pay attention. Because by paying attention to this transcendental subject matter, you become a powerful yogi. You become a great devotee. You just have to pay attention, that's all. You can't let your mind be diverted. The other children may not be very expert at hearing, but you should be expert in hearing. You're an older boy now, you're going to be a teenager very soon. So you should be a leader now. Not that you have to run to the other children and not focused, you should not be focused like they're not focused. You should learn how to hear with rapt attention. And then you can play after the class, there's no harm. But during the class, you should be very serious to hear and learn. And I guarantee you, you'll feel really good after the class. You'll be, wow, this is great, I feel really good. You'll be so happy. You'll feel how you're elevated to higher levels of consciousness. So the key is focus, focus, focus. And if you don't focus, what's the result? The mind will keep you hopus pocus. So do you want focus or do you want hopus pocus? It's your choice. Focused or hocus pocus? Hocus pocus means nonsense. You're nonsense. If someone gives you a bunch of hocus pocus, it means they're hype. A bunch of garbage. A bunch of nonsense. Lying propaganda is called hocus pocus. So if you don't make your mind focused, then your mind will become hocus pocus. Nonsense. You'll be trying to run to this thing, you'll be dancing like from this object of sense gratification to that object, dancing, 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 and never getting any satisfaction. So learn how to tune in. Tune in to Krishna. And turn off Maya. Drop out of the repetition of birth and death. And tune in, turn on, and drop out. Tune in to Krishna. You see, turn off the material nature. They say turn on, we say turn off, you see. Tune in, turn off, and drop out. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
His question is, if one is not a pure devotee, but for some reason he's able to remember Krishna at the time of death, will he be delivered?
You should make an arrangement with all the devotees that they can come and have a kirtan for you as you're leaving your body.
Когато човек си напуска тялото, трябва да направи така, че да е заобиколено времено дадени, които да правят.
If we are not strong enough on our own to be Krishna conscious, then we should take help from the devotees.
Ако ние сме достатъчно силни за да сме в Кришна съзнание, трябва да получим помощ от
времено. They can help us cross that river Virja by having a kirtan as we're leaving our body.
За да ни помогнат да прекосиме реката Вираджа, като правят киртан, когато си напускаме тялото.
This is why we need devotees. On our own, each one of us is very weak on our own, you see. But if we take help from the devotees, we will get strength. If we will take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, then by our Guru's, Maharaja's mercy, we can be carried over to Krishna's pastime. So we need the scriptures, we need Guru, we need Vaishnavas, we need the holy name. We should take all the help that we can get. If we humbly take this, all the help we can get, then Krishna can help us to be pure in a pure state of mind at the time of leaving the body and go back to God. Therefore, it's very important, as Prabhupada said, don't be puffed up. It's very important to be humble, never be puffed up and proud. Because I'm proud, I think, well, I don't need any devotees, I'll go back to God at my own strength. You know what Krishna will say? I don't know you. He says in the Adi Purana, the one who is my devotee is not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So if you want strength to go back to Godhead, you must become the devotee of the devotee. In this way, Krishna will recognize, oh yes, he is my devotee, let him come. Therefore, Guru is absolutely essential. That is stated. Eva Bhagatschet, one must have Guru.
Eva Bhagatschet означава човек трябва да приеме Гуру.
Тад Виганартам Сагарум Ева Бхагатчет. If one wants to realize the highest truth, then you must have a spiritual master.
Ако човек иска да осъзнае най-висшата истина, той трябва да приеме духовен учител.
In Sanskrit, there are different verbal endings.
На санскрит има различни окончания на глаголите.
And they convey different meanings.
И те носят различно значение.
It's like the word Gacchati means he goes.
Както гачати означава той отива.
Гачати, гачанти. They go.
Гачати става гачанти, което означава те отиват.
Гачат must go.
Гачат тук означава трябва да отиват.
So the Mandaka Upanishad Shloka says, you must go to Guru. It's not optional, you must go to Guru.
Затова шлоката от Мандака Упанишад казва, че човек трябва да приема духовно учителство.
In this way,
по желание,
you will realize the highest truth.
По този начин човек ще осъзнае най-висшата истина.
Any other question?
Някакви други въпроси?
Narada Muni Prabhu.
Личност, която вкусила този вкус, иска да задържи го от време на време, скача и изпуска влака и пак скача с на влака и пак изпада в такова статично настроение. Какво става с такава личност? Какво трябва да прави? Която не е 24 часа постоянно.
If a person has relished this taste, but cannot remain in this condition 24 hours, they and sometimes drops from this position, and what's happening to such a person who is not always relishing the taste but knows it?
Even if you're not relishing, that's okay.
Дори да не го усещаш този вкус, това е наред.
Just make sure that Guru and Krishna are relishing.
Увери се, че Гуру и Кришна те вкусват.
If your activity is pleasing your spiritual master and Krishna, then it's okay even if you're not relishing. As long as they're relishing, then it's okay.
Ако ти със своите дейности удовлетворяваш Гуру и Кришна, не се притеснявай ти дали вкусваш от нектар. Щом те го вкусват, значи всичко е наред.
Even if you have to go to hell for Krishna, that's all
right.
You see, the gopis are willing to go to hell for Krishna. Even if you have to go to hell, if your guru is pleased, then you're okay. Next question. Pandarik Vedniribhav.
Мисля, че това, което Нарада Муни Прабху се опитва да каже, че ние сме свикнали да... Всъщност този текст, който Санкшина Прабху много често вече цитира, е, че по-висше... Нали, човек може да отдръпва сетивата си от обектите на сетивата, но ако му се задържа върху сетивата, такъв човек е измамник и човек трябва да развие по-висше вкус. По-скоро ние имаме склонността да смесваме двата вкуса, нише и висше вкус, и да си мислим, че всичко е наред. По-скоро мисля, че това беше идеята. И аз, между другото, исках да знам този въпрос по същото време, по което Нарада Муни Прабху, така че предполагам, че явно, че сме стигнали до момента. Просто имаме склонност, както примерно дадеш на някой... Аз, примерно, съм дал на родителите си прасадам и те го слагат в чинията и отгоре туфват кюфтетата, да кажем, и ядат двете заедно. Също как да се оправим с
His question is in relationship to what just Narada Muni Prabhu asked, and he thinks that the point here is that we have the tendency to mix the tastes, you know, the higher taste and the lower taste, because we are still like this verse explains that the conditioned soul may be restrained from sense gratification, but the taste remains. So, how to avoid this tendency to mix the higher and the lower taste?
You have to analyze by the scriptures. You see everything according to scripture. There's bhakti ras and there's also kama ras. You have to learn to tell the difference by studying the scriptures.
Трябва да се научиш да виждаш разликата, като изучаваш писанията.
Kama ras is rajasic, tamasic.
Kama rasa е гуните на страстта и небежището.
It doesn't give any real satisfaction.
Тя не носи истинско удовлетворение.
Whereas bhakti rasa is shuddha sattvic.
Докато бхакти раса е под формата
на. It gives unlimited satisfaction.
И удовлетворението не е безгранично.
So by carefully studying scriptures, you have to understand the difference between kama rasa and bhakti rasa.
И като внимателно изучаваш писанието, трябва да разбереш разликата между кама раса и бхакти раса.
Happiness in the mode of transcendental happiness. The happiness in the mode of goodness is okay because it leads to the pure goodness taste.
Щастието в гората на доброто е добро, защото води до
чисто. So at least you must give up the happiness, the rajasic and tamasic happiness. That you must give up.
Поне човек трябва да изостави раджастичното и тамастичното щастие. Това е което човек трябва да изостави.
На Кришна, и аз стигнах до този момент. И обаче Арджуна казва на Кришна, дори личност, която знае какво трябва да прави, какво не трябва да прави, продължава да прави понякога грешния избор. Кришна след това му обяснява природата на похотта и накрая му казва, че трябва да пресече това с решителност, което води до следващия въпрос, каква е природата на решителност, и къде човек добива решителност.
Yes, that's what he concluded by analysis, what you just said. But then Krishna says to Arjuna that Arjuna says to Krishna that even a person who knows what is to be done and what is not to be done, sometimes he does not do what is proper. So and then Krishna explains that one should control this with determination. So his question is, what is the nature of this determination? How one acquires?
Well, you have to see how Arjuna was successful. You simply study Arjuna and you'll get the answer to your question very easily. By fully surrendering to Krishna, everything happened automatically. All the struggle with the mind was immediately taken. All those problems are immediately solved just by surrendering to Krishna.
That's all.
You just have to fully surrender, that's all. Sarvadharman put it in your jaw. Mami gang sharanang raja. If you only partially surrender, then there'll be problems. You have to fully surrender. Whatever Krishna wants, I'm prepared to do. I don't care what it is. I'll do anything. Whatever Krishna wants, I'm willing to do. No ifs. Unconditional surrender. Then all your problems are solved immediately.
Риска да стане пак личен разговор. Тогава възниква следващия въпрос. Човек се стреми към такова пълно отдаване. Трябва ли да се опитва да си създаде условия, които ще улеснят това пълно отдаване, или трябва просто да се бори с условията, което може да в един момент да доведе до друг резултат, който не е желан.
In this connection, that one should come to the point of full surrender. Should one create circumstances that facilitate full surrender?
Of course.
Or one should fight against the circumstances? Or one should fight against the circumstances?
You have to do whatever it takes to put yourself in a situation which is beneficial for surrender. Whether you create it or you find it, that doesn't matter. Simply have to accept whatever is favorable for your Krishna consciousness. Whether it's created or found, it doesn't matter.
Приемаш всичко, което е благоприятно за твоето Кришна съзнание, независимо дали ти сам ще го създадеш или ще го намериш от някъде. Няма значение.
Ще дам възможност, има още един въпрос, но...
He has another question, but he will give...
Anybody else have a question?
Anybody else to ask a question? Има ли някой друг въпрос, освен това, дали към има?
All right.
I have one question. Most of the devotees which have the or get the mercy of Guru and Krishna to see Krishna face to face, they see Krishna before end of this life or at the point of death. how it's happening that?
Most of the devotees who got the mercy of Guru and Krishna to see Krishna face to face, do they see Krishna during
this life?
During this life, or
well, because devotees actually, devotees who see Krishna don't advertise that they've seen Krishna, so it's hard to get. It would be very hard to get the accurate statistics.
Тъй като правилно даните, които виждат Кришна, не показват това, че виждат Кришна, много трудно да правилната статистика да се набере.
Those who have seen God never advertise they have seen God.
С други думи, тези, които виждат Бога, никога не се перчат с това.
We do know that Narada Muni saw God.
Знаем, че Нарада Муни видял Бога.
Briefly.
За кратко.
So there are some documented cases, but generally we don't know because those who see God, they don't ever die. Oh, I've seen God. Prabhu, guess what? I saw God. Because the mood is, actually we see the Goswamis, they were always saying, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? That mood is preferred. You see, to be separated from Krishna and trying to find him is experienced as a sweeter rasa than actually meeting Krishna.
Защото предпочитаното настроение, както с примера на госомите, че те търсят Кришна в раздяла, вместо да казват, че
има. So the great liberated souls who actually are qualified to see Krishna.
Така великите освободени души, които са
квалифицирани
да виждат Кришна във всеки момент.
They prefer to be searching for Krishna.
Те предпочитат да търсят Кришна.
As a desperate lover.
Като един отчаян.
Where is my Krishna? Where is Krishna?
Къде е моя Кришна? Къде е Кришна?
That's a sweeter flavor for them. Oh, Krishna.
За тях това е по-сладък вкус, по-сладък аромат.
But such persons are constantly seeing Krishna.
Но такива личности всъщност винаги виждат Кришна.
So who they are, they don't reveal themselves to us.
Но кои са те, те не ни се разкриват.
But the fact is that if you purify yourself,
но ако ти пречистиш себе си,
Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksa daiva hridayeshu valokayanti yang shama shunjaram chintya gunasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. The fact is, you will see Krishna. So now you must endeavor that you can see Krishna. By purifying your consciousness. Anointing your eyes with Premanjana. How was Premanjana applied? Primarily through the ears.
Предимно през ушите.
Of course, when we take darshan of the deity, it comes on the eyes also.
Разбира се, когато гледаме божествата даршан, това идва и през
ушите. But primarily, Premanjana comes through the ears.
Но предимно Premanjana се получава през ушите.
When you hear about Krishna, don't let it go in one ear and come out the other ear.
Когато слушаш за Кришна, не позволявай да влезе в едното ухо и да излезе в другото.
Take that Shabda Brahma deep, deep, deep into your heart.
Приеми тази шабда брама дълбоко в сърцето си.
And that will purify your vision.
И тогава зрението ти ще се пречисти.
So that you can see Krishna at every minute.
За да може, и тогава ще може да видиш Кришна винаги.
Actually, when Shri Prabhupada says in one lecture, one should be very eager to see God.
А всъщност в една лекция Шри Прабхупада казва, че човек трябва да има много силно желание да види Бога.
Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?
Къде е Кришна?
Prabhupada loved that song that George Harrison wrote.
Пропат харесал много тази песен на Джордж Харисън.
My sweet Lord.
Мой сладки Господ.
I really want to see you, but it takes so long, my Lord.
Аз наистина искам да те видя, но това толкова време.
George was hankering to see Krishna. He was praying to Krishna, I want to see you, but it takes so long.
Джордж Харисън се молил на Кришна, о, искам да те видя, но толкова време ми.
Пропат like that song very much, my sweet Lord.
И Пропат много харесал тази песен.
That is the mood. I want to see Krishna. But I am tortured by my lust, my anger, my greed, my madness, my illusion, my envy. I'm not seeing Krishna. It is horrible. I am polluted by these six enemies.
Аз съм замърсен от тези шест врага.
Krishna, please save me from these enemies.
Кришна, моля те, спаси ме от тези врагове.
So that I can see you.
За да мога да те видя.
That is the moon.
Ето това е настроението.
And I guarantee you, if you apply this, you will see Krishna. Prabhupada personally told me. He said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. Now what do they say about the order of the spiritual master? What is said about the order of the spiritual master? The order of the spiritual master in itself contains the full potency to successfully carry it out.
Самата заповед на духовния учител съдържа пълната сила да бъде успешно изпълнен.
So Srila Prabhupada's order to me that I must qualify myself to see Krishna, that order, if I embrace that order within my heart and accept that order as my life and soul,
и Шрила Прабхупада ми даде тази инструкция да се квалифицирам да видя Кришна лице в лице, и ако аз приема сериозно в сърцето си
тази, and I will become empowered to see Krishna by the potency of that order.
Това наставление, ще мога да видя Кришна по силата на тази.
So don't worry about the statistics.
Кришна, не се притесняй толкова за статистиката.
How many have seen Krishna? How many have not yet seen Krishna?
Колко са видели Кришна и колко не са го видели още?
You become qualified to see Krishna as soon as possible.
Ти се квалифицирай колкото е възможно по-скоро да видиш Кришна.
That's what your focus should be.
Ето, върху това трябва да се съсредоточиш.
Is that all right?
Това добре.
All right, so we'll stop here. Yeah, it's been a long, grueling day, and
a
little tired, and I haven't uploaded thought for the day yet. I'm going to get early rest. So, but we will have a nice class tomorrow. Is there a curry happening tomorrow night? Is there any curry program this week? No?
No.
No, okay. Next time. All right, so we'll have program here tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening, then Wednesday morning and Wednesday evening. And Thursday, I think we'll probably have a morning class on Thursday too, because we're heading out. Yeah, we should have time. Thursday we're heading out for India, Holy Dham. Who wants to come to Vrindavan with us? Are you coming? Everyone's welcome.
Всички са добре дошли.
Гуру Дев казва, че той давал билетите.
You said that you give the tickets.
Yes, I'm giving ticket. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we all go to Vrindavan together.
И всички заедно отиваме в Вриндаван.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.
He is great. Sankhya Shyama Prabhu ki jai.